There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I absolutely believe that what Iran has tried to do is to create a new Persian Empire.
John Kerry says, not so fast, Governor of New Jersey. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you? John Kerry is pushing for support for the Iran nuke deal. He can't be happy to learn that the Democrats are bailing, are helping him, and the ones that were bailing are now wishy-washy and kind of going down the river in different directions. But the thing he would be happy with is the fact that the retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski let everybody know at the witching hour that she was going to vote to support the Iran deal. And she secured the deal's future by declaring her support for it. The Secretary of State at a speech talked about the increased Iranian transparency the deal obtained. He says Iran has previously come within months of being able to build a nuclear weapon. Kerry claims that under the deal that would not be possible because there are provisions that restrict the uranium stockpile and that permit the International Atomic Energy Agency to remotely monitor Iran facilities around the clock. Except for that they won't let you touch their soil, and you have to give them 3.5 weeks notice. We've got to get the nukes out. They're coming. The International Atomic Energy Agency is knocking on the door. I jest, but you know what I mean. He's saying, not so fast, Kate Delaney, and all of you skeptics. If Iran did decide to cheat, its technicians would have to do more than bury a processing facility deep beneath the ground. He said they would have to come up with a complete and completely secret nuclear supply chain, a secret source of uranium, a secret milling facility, a secret conversion facility, a secret enrichment facility. We get the idea. He's saying there's too much secrecy, and it's not like a James Bond movie. They're not cut from the same cloth as Dr. No was. So here's the thing. The secretary says they're myths. He said they're targeted, and they include the idea that the deal is based on trust in Iran. And he says that's not true. That the Iranians have time to hide evidence, and that's not true. That sanction relief will unleash Iranian money that would instantly be used to destabilize the Middle East. And he says that's not true. Senator Mikulski's announcement that she supported the deal was the 34th vote needed in the Senate. So that guarantees that even if the anti-deal Republicans, who are the controllers of both chambers of Congress, pass a disapproval of the deal, they won't have the votes to override a promised presidential veto of that disapproval. Are you following the bouncing veto? So to overcome the inevitable veto, deal opponents would need 2/3 of the votes in the House and the Senate. We know that, right? 34 votes are enough for the president's veto to be upheld. He says, we want to continue to persuade people up to the last minute. Our hope is the number will grow. And the big nugget from John Kerry is, here's the deal, peeps. This is John Kerry. He says, if we renege on this deal, our credibility would take such a broad hit if Congress sunk the nuclear agreement. Who do we leave at the table? The UK, France, Germany, Russia, and China. And what would we look like if we did that? So you must believe that, or someone must believe that, in fact, this deal is this deal is a good deal. But the problem to me is I don't think you're going to see more transparency. I don't know how we arrive at the transparency thing. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it doesn't make, I mean, it just doesn't, based on, and I'm just going to tell you, I'm not just blowing smoke. So I'm not like the politicians out there and I give you a great one-liner, because I could probably come up with a lot of one-liners. Here's the deal. I grew up with one of my mother's best friends, a couple of blocks away from us. Her name was Alar, and she was Iranian. And they fled Iran, and I used to babysit their kids. So we heard stories growing up. We knew everything you could imagine about Iran. Bob Ney, who joins us on this show, the former congressman from Ohio, spent a big chunk of time in Iran, and we've talked to him about the situation in Iran. I've talked to people who were diplomats in Iran. I've talked to people who are too afraid to come on the show from Iran. Now, certainly there are plenty of people who are enjoying what that country has to offer and are proud to be from there, but they don't trust the government, and especially the females, because the fact that the stoning of women still goes on in Iran. And we saw what happened not too long ago. I don't know, what was it, 6 years ago, when Twitter became the source to show us what was happening in the elections. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had the nerve to come to the United States and then go to Colombia, and he spoke and said that the Holocaust was a made-up joke and nonsense, which led to the hatred of the Israelis toward Iran. But he's not the only one who thinks that. That ideology permeates the corners of their government. So how do you get around that? Just trust? And there's no way to know for sure. Because if we're totally 100% wrong, if I am 100% wrong and John Kerry is 100% right, we're not going to know that until way down the line, that it was okay to trust him. But I think we're really rolling the dice, because there are people that hate America in Iran that would like nothing better than to get close to us. Nothing better than to have that happen. In a very, very bad way, my friends. In a very bad way. So I cannot agree. I have to agree with Chuck Schumer, shockingly. Chuck Schumer is against this deal. A liberal Democrat from New York. He will not jump on the side of the Iran deal for many, many reasons. And, of course, you see Israel saying we have all kinds of information on things that are going on in Iran. Plus, we believe that Iran supplied weapons to kill Americans in Iraq when we were there trying to help in the Iraq situation, because of some of the materials that were found. There's always been something extra that's been left behind courtesy of Iran, and the sanctions were working because the people were getting restless. I'm getting restless too. I want to go on the road, and you can help me. Check out kateontheroad.com. And what you should also know is, just for clicking in the middle of the page and putting in your email, you are registered to win a brand new computer. Really, no strings attached. A NextBook Flex 11. Pass on the information. kateontheroad.com.
Sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more, with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Do on the show, I say it all the time too, when we get to it, is go to the mailbag. Why? This is a smart audience. And I think people think about what we're talking about on America Tonight. I call it the buzz in the backyard. And there's a lot of buzz going on when it has to do with a lot of things, including the upcoming elections. It feels like it's right around the corner, doesn't it? Like this November. But it's not. It's next year. On that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Hank, who says, Kate Delaney, girl, I like your show. I've been listening to you, and a lot of us are listening to you, just so you know, in the great state of Georgia. I heard you the other day talking about the fact that Donald Trump seems like he's getting a little competition from Dr. Ben Carson. Do you really think Dr. Ben Carson is going to be the next president of the United States, or this is just another one of those fluctuating things? Well, thank you for listening. I'm glad that they're doing that and that you're doing that in the great state of Georgia. I would say I don't see him as the next president of the United States, but he's raising his profile for whatever reason with the polls. Once you get in the bump in the polls and people are talking about you and people are watching the polls, so you have to pay attention to them, then that means, who knows, he could be in line for another gig. He could be on the undercard, which is what I call the VP. He could be a VP. I think he does play some part in this election. What it is, I don't know, but I do not see him as the nominee. But you never know. I have a crystal ball, and it's like yours. Sometimes it doesn't really work because I can't predict what's going to happen in the future. I'm just going to tell you that my gut tells me no, except for he's raising his profile for sure, and it ends up somewhere interesting in this whole mix. All right, let's move on to Michael, and Michael says, Kate, the CNN debate's going to be interesting because I think there's going to be more than 10 on the stage. They could have almost a full boat, which would be so ridiculous. It's too hard with that many candidates, and it's too crazy, although I think a lot of people will still watch, don't you? Yeah. Oh, I think a lot of people will watch. Fox had blowout numbers. People are interested in the debates, which is so interesting, isn't it? That's why Bernie Sanders is really pushing the Democrats to say, hey, where's our debates? Because, they, you know, you got, what, Hillary Clinton, Bernie, O'Malley, maybe a few other people interested in saying that they're running, but not anything like the Republicans. And so Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not pushing that debate thing, but he realizes the power in the debate. And if Hillary Clinton debated, that would be huge. With all this email stuff going on, people would definitely tune in, Republicans and Democrats, I think, to watch at least part of that debate. So it is interesting interesting because there you're vulnerable. Even if you're good at dancing and you can duck and dive questions, you still have to answer them, or you still have to come up with something. Or if you get called on the carpet on something that you're saying, you get called on the carpet and you have to be able to defend it. So there is real skills in debating, and some people are better at it than others. Remember Donald Trump heading into the debates kept saying, I don't do this. I'm not a debater. This isn't, you know, hey, I'm going to be me. This is what it is. So there was an hours of practicing somewhere locked up in Trump Tower. I'm not saying he didn't run through some things, but he made sure everybody knew, honestly, hey, this is my deal. I don't debate. I'm the Donald. I say what I say. So it becomes even bigger, I think. And now you may have more meaning. Carly Fiorina in this debate is big because she wasn't in the last one, but yet she was talked about after how well she did at the kids' table on Fox in the early debate before the major primetime debate. Here's one from Bob. Kate, I want to echo the sentiments of others in Sarasota, Florida. We love you here. Hurry up and get down here soon. Can't wait to see you somewhere doing your show, or at least giving a talk. So here's what I have to say. I heard the other night the woman you had on talking about being Amish and being in Florida. What a great little community that is. I've been there. She's right. They have great food, and they've got a great restaurant there. And it is Amish, but a little different than the Amish you were talking about in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, because I grew up in and around Lancaster, and I got a big smile when I heard you mention that. I bet you went there on a school trip, didn't you? I did go there on a school trip. Very astute of you. The first time I ever went there, I think, was with my mom, and it was really cool. I thought it was really cool. I mean, you know, toured a schoolhouse, and it was so primitive to me. Because, you know, wooden benches and like an old-fashioned schoolhouse. And it truly was the horse and buggies, and that was the real lifestyle and still is in Lancaster for the people who are Amish there. And as Sherry Gore, who you're talking about, who was on the show the other night, was mentioning, as far as the Amish are concerned in Florida, hey, they're wearing flip-flops, they've got air conditioning, they're still out doing the TV thing, and there's a lot of simplified ways of living that the Amish have that they are certainly doing in Sarasota. But there are some differences, as she mentioned, because of where they are, than what you see in Pennsylvania Dutch country. And she mentioned that they don't have cars, but they use bicycles. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And that makes sense. Sarasota, you could get around Sarasota on a bicycle. Oof, what are you doing? You have to dodge the rain. Well, you don't go out anywhere. It's like she said, there's not that temptation. Their food is good. They're not running around to restaurants and whatnot. I'm glad you brought that up. All right, here's one from Dougie. Kate Delaney, I am so tired of this whole election cycle already, although I am intrigued. It's kind of like what you say. We're almost like all rubberneckers, and we're watching this phony campaign trail as it evaporates in front of us often. And I just find it so hard to believe that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. But if this is what we were talking about after primaries, I would assume he had a darn good chance. So I guess we can't take Donald Trump lightly anymore. Oh, no, I don't think you can take him lightly anymore. I mean, listen, I was one of the first people to say, it's interesting he's opened a conversation that nobody wants to talk about because you have to be forced to answer certain questions since he's gone out and said things about immigration and he's untethered. But you're right. There is certainly a great chance that Donald Trump can be the nominee because you got to think, is Jeb Bush all of a sudden going to Trump him? Get it? Is Ben Carson somehow going to leapfrog? I mean, you know, these are preliminary polls, and it gets more interesting when you get into the primaries, but a lot of what you're already seeing is going to play out heading into the primaries, right? Seriously, it's fascinating stuff. There's no question. It's fascinating. Mitchell, America Tonight. Can't wait for Nail the Score. I am so psyched about this football season, and I always get that way. It's a good distraction, I think, for all of us. I hate it when people attack football and say, that's what America does. They just pay attention to Kim Kardashian and football and all their sports. That's not true. People fought for our freedom so that we could enjoy our lives. So I say you enjoy football, but you can still talk about the politics, get rallied up, and ignite some action, as you say. Power to numbers of people, so there's no reason why we can't still like our football, right? I like that, right? That's like a Kate question, right? Yes. I mean, yes. If somebody's attacking you for liking other things, c'est la vie. Don't pay attention to them because you've got to live your life. You know, living in the bunker another day on the planet Earth because you're afraid of XYZ, being smart and being emergency prepared and being diligent about your politicians and trying to leave a better future for your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews and your people around you. Amen. That is awesome. I mean, sure, let's get fired up. I wish more people were fired up. But, of course, enjoying barbecues, enjoying life, yes, absolutely. And shame on anybody who would tell you not to do that. And, you know, you make a good point. I think you said this. I mean, look at the wars that were fought to preserve the American way of life. Give us liberty and freedom and all of that. Whether we agree with what somebody does with their liberty and freedom or not, we have choice. You know, that's the great thing. We have choice in America. All you have to do is go to a communist country, hear about a communist country, see it firsthand, and you realize how big choice is. A wonderful, wonderful thing for all of us, because we do. We have choices, even if we get frustrated at our government or at the people that we ultimately have elected to represent us in Washington, D.C., because that seems to be most of our acrimony. What's the government doing? What don't we know about? That's why you have to pay attention to that legislative branch now more than ever. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
And he's so smart when we talk about what's happening in the world of sports and the odds and the significance of what you can do, because this season is churning and burning because it's all starting up. We've got college football starting on Thursday, and then we hop over to next week, and we're deep into the NFL. Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com is with us. Hey, Brandon.
Langer the banger on a heater. What's up, sexy mama?
Hey, you know what? I heard you couldn't make very much money in preseason, but you were defying those odds.
You know what? I'm honest, and that's one of the things I talk about winning. I talk about losing. I don't hide. I don't run. It's the reality of what I do. And I haven't really had that many successful preseason campaigns. And then a real good buddy of mine, whose opinion I respect, said, you know what, when you handicap the preseason, treat it like a regular season game, and who would you take if it were a regular season game? And you know what, I went 8-3-1. I hit my last six preseason games to close the preseason, so unbelievable. And to have, giving my clients, you know, right before football season starts, 10 of 11 winning days. I've never been more excited coming in to tomorrow night this hot. I'm as hot as you are in a pair of leather pants. That's about how hot I am, baby.
All right, so as you said it, coming into tomorrow night, wow, can you believe it? College football is here, and just as exciting as the NFL, a lot of people dump some money on college football, don't they? Heavily bet.
It's the creme de la creme, and the great thing about it is that, you know, college is all by itself this first weekend. So you have no NFL. You got college Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then, of course, NFL starts next Thursday. So this is it. College football owns the landscape for one weekend by itself. And it's been great diving into these games and handicapping the games and knowing that I'm releasing football winner number 7 in a row Thursday night. This is exciting, man. This is every year gets excited. And, you know, last year I had one of my best football seasons ever. A $10 better made close to $8,500
wow.
in college pro football last year. So it was one of my best years ever since the movie came out. And if preseason's any indication what this year is going to be like, I'm looking forward to a great year.
Wow. Yeah, we should tell everyone that. There was this little movie made about you, what, Two for the Money, right? That
Al Pacino. Yeah, some really hot guy who won an Academy Award decided to play me. You know, and I've said this on your program many times before. I'm 52, my wife's 42, she looks 22. She is one hot little Asian sexy mama. And no matter how much weight I gain, how much that little bald spot in the middle of my head starts to expand, I can always walk in that bedroom and say, baby girl, close your eyes, baby, here comes Matthew. And to have that river card, that's all that matters, man. Because I am the first to admit, I'm a pretty good-looking dude with a great personality, but I kind of outkick my coverage with my wife. She's pretty spectacular.
I love that, outkick my coverage. And Matthew McConaughey, in case anyone hasn't guessed, is who played Brandon in the movie. It's a good movie, so you ought to rent it if you haven't seen it. I really think that movie is a good movie, by the way.
Well, here's the great thing about it. People bashed it because it didn't do that well at the box office. And if you're going to release a football movie, you know, during the football season on a Saturday or Sunday, not many people are going to go see it. But had they held it back for the Super Bowl for 2 weeks when there's no football, it probably would have done much better. Now, with that being said, I think it did $26 million at the box office. Entourage, the movie, did 31. So in that regard, with all the fanfare behind Entourage, you know, it doesn't look that bad. It is a great movie, but more importantly, if you watch Two for the Money and you just listen to the dialogue in the script, some of the dialogue in that movie is unbelievable. The Gambler's Anonymous scene is unbelievable with Pacino McConaughey. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoy it. And if you haven't seen it, it's pretty damn good.
I think it's pretty good too. Absolutely. All right. So Thursday is the kickoff. Alcorn State and Georgia Tech. I know more about Georgia Tech than Alcorn State. Which way are you going here?
Well, it's funny. There's each year there are teams that make me a lot of money, and I'll key on them and I'll ride them. And they become my go-to teams last year. One of those teams was Georgia Tech. And I won 5 times with Georgia Tech last year. I love this team. I love their coach. They're going to be so good this year. You'll be hard-pressed to get me to go against that team any time this year with that triple option. Had them big in the bowl game. You know, I had them big against Georgia. I had them big at home all year long. So I'll roll the dice with Georgia Tech. I don't think there's a line on the game, Kate. If there was, it's probably in the 30s. I don't think it's going to matter. Paul Johnson and that triple option's lethal.
All right, I love that. So watch out for them for sure, Georgia Tech. So then here's a big one. You move to Thursday, you move to TCU and Minnesota, and TCU is a team that's ranked in the top five. When I say ranked in the top five of all the polls, which matter at the tail end of the season, TCU has a chance to, some people think, to even win a championship. So does this give Minnesota much hope in this game at home in Minneapolis?
You know, they were a really good dog last year. But with that being said, TCU went 11-2 against the spread last year. Think about that. You bet them 13 times, you won 11-13.
Wow.
They were 6-1 as a double-digit favorite last year. But previous years they were 4-12-1. So they really turned it around last year. And in their last five games against non-Big 12 opponents, they've covered all five. So you would most certainly think that the lean would be towards TCU. But double-digit home dogs out of the box in college football are a weird dynamic. And, you know, this coach for Minnesota, Big Ten Coach of the Year, Jerry Kill, something tells me they're going to hang around in this game. Not a game I love, and you know I'm an underdog guy, so I would lean towards the dogs before the favorites. My lean would probably be to Minnesota plus the 14.5 at home. Not a game I love, but I would probably lean toward the dog.
All right, lean toward the dog. Of all the games that are out there coming up this week, do you have a favorite?
Well, I love a lot of stuff. I think the highest scoring game of the entire weekend is going to be tomorrow night, Western Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Western Kentucky's got a sixth-year quarterback back who has, you know, nine starters back on offense from a team that averaged 44 points last year. And this kid's pretty spectacular. Watch Western Kentucky and Vanderbilt light up the scoreboard, big time. I'll tell you something else. Texas goes into Notre Dame, and a lot of people are high in Notre Dame. Keep an eye on Charlie Strong in Texas. Their defense is pretty legit, and I don't see Notre Dame just blowing Texas out right out of the box. If Texas can limit their turnovers, you keep an eye on Texas plus the points, giving Notre Dame all they can handle. Still diving into the whole college landscape. If you're up late at night, keep an eye on Norm Chow in Hawaii. The Rainbows, he's got a pretty hot quarterback that transferred from USC. Keep an eye on Hawaii to make some noise on the Big Island, late Saturday night.
I love that, Hawaii. And then for the regular season, you're looking at it, but you got to get closer to the actual game, right, before you dig in even in deeper, because we don't even know what's going to happen quarterback-wise with the Patriots on that first game on Thursday.
Yeah, and you know, they're -3 against Pittsburgh, which I think is a great, great Thursday night game. I the over-under is 48.5. I think Big Ben's going to put up some points. But I also think that whether it's Brady or Garoppolo, I think they're going to score as well. I would lean towards over the posted total right now, regardless of who plays the quarterback. But yeah, I think if Brady's announced as a quarterback, I think you'll see that line move from 3 possibly to 4, and now you're getting Big Ben on the road. I think these two combined for close to 60 in New England a couple of years ago. So I think you're getting value at that post total of 48.5. I would play the over on Thursday night with some nice offense between these two.
All right, I like it. BrandonLang.com. Go there. You can check out all that great information. Thanks, Brandon.
Kate, as always, every week, baby, let's go. And someday, Kate, someday, cocktail black leather pants. You go, girl.
I love it. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
I saw you. you're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
All
right, we're rounding that final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. One of my favorite things that we do here on the show is we put Nathan Reeder on the spot. Nah. We actually invite him in and have a fun time with him. Time for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. All right, you're going to love this one. Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hi, I am great.
I love that energy. That is fabulous. All right, so McDonald's got a lot of attention the other day because they decided, forget it. They've been very strict about when you drive up and it is 10:29, they tell you, no, sorry, We have cut off our breakfast menu. We do not have it. We're serving burgers, ma'am, at 10:30. So now they decided that they were going to serve breakfast items all day long. What do you think of that? Is that fruits and nuts? Is it bingo? Is it shredded? What do you think?
I think it is McDonald's breakfast food at any time of the day. I mean, haven't they like put that into movies before? I vaguely remember a scene in Daddy's Boy or whatever, that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, yeah. I know what movie you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. I think it's bingo.
You say bingo.
Yeah, I mean, well, aside from it being just crazy to, you know, make any sales unavailable for a international corporation, I mean, everybody who has enjoyed McDonald's over the years knows about the breakfast.
I agree. And you know what? Actually, that's the least calories, depending on what you get, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're eating fast food. But it is different than, for example, you know, getting the Big Mac and fries and milkshakes and whatever. Not that people are looking to be on a diet necessarily when they're going through the windows at McDonald's. All right, so bingo. Absolutely. You're going to love this one. We move from serving breakfast at a fast food establishment to the cops being able to scan your license plate. There is a big push in law enforcement for more license plate scanners, and it's gaining a lot of steam, Nathan. It's a very popular thing that they do in parts of the East Coast, where essentially, you know, they scan license plates and then they have them. They're doing this in Ocean City. Ocean City just got it last week, so they deployed the scanners to all the major points of entry, and then that means anything coming in, license plates, they can scan them. So if somebody's done something, they've got a scanned license. Last week they had that happen in that Roanoke shooting. There was a scanned license plate that allowed them to know where he was. So the ACLU is filing a suit against the Northern Virginia Police Agency because one person was arguing, look, my privacy rights are violated because his license plate was scanned twice in, I guess, 12 months, and the information was kept in a database despite his plate failing to immediately match a hot list of plates either stolen or connected to other crimes. So he wasn't a criminal. And he was saying, that's not fair. Why should you have my plates?
I mean, don't they essentially have all that access to all that information anyway?
They have so much on us. I mean, people will argue, well, that's not a reason you should defend it. But you're right. Don't they have that information already?
I mean, I agree. I feel like kind of how I feel about traffic cameras and issuing tickets off-site. I mean, no, this is a dance that we are paying for that you guys better be a part of. I want an officer there, like, pointing out a very specific reason that their human brain is like, making the decision that this is something that that the society would like you to be punished for in some way. Usually, you know, money. But I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right.
It's yeah, I don't think it's right either. I don't either. There's just that thin line between how far are you willing to go, how many freedoms do you give up for, you know, whatever it is. So I love this. Somebody said to me the other day, what kind of car do you drive in? I'm not a car person. I hate to tell you. Whether I had $10 million or 2 cents in my pocket and maybe it would make a difference, I don't know. But I don't really care that much. And there's some cool cars out there, but I couldn't even probably tell you what half of them are. Probably. Now, if I go to a car show, then I'm all over it and I can say, oh, I saw whatever. So anyway, the point of telling you that is Ford is getting defensive. They're saying that they sold more than 234,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs in August, and that's a 5% jump from a year ago. That's the best August sales for Ford in 9 years. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump attacked Ford for opening a plant in Mexico. And I guess Ford shifted some truck production from Mexico to Ohio last month. So they're firing back and saying, listen, we have other plants, not just in Mexico. So is this fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I can't flatten it out to any one of those right now. I think it's sensationalistic material, which is fruits and nuts. I think it's perfectly normal and accepted and pushed for route in our modern America for corporations to open elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a businessman, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump knows all about that.
Yeah, but it's easy to take a swipe at them because you find out, oh, they're making cars and trucks over there. So, and he's got that whole Mexico / immigration deal going, so that plays right into his hands. So you're right. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough to flatten it out.
Well, I mean, the / part is exactly right. Is it Mexico having an economy, period, or is it really about undocumented workers?
Because right.
It's getting,
which is it?
Yeah, it's getting pretty amorphous out there right now, and yeah. And the way that people talk about it because of that incongruity is even more disgusting.
It's so true. All right, so we move from that to this one. How about this? Diet Pepsi has a new recipe. You know what they're doing? They're taking out the aspartame, and instead they're putting in this sucralose. It's an artificial sweetener that's like in yellow packets, and it's supposed to be better. And the aspartame is supposed to be terrible for you. So I think people are catching on to the fact that soda in general is not great, but especially with aspartame in it. So the sales for diet drinks have dropped off big time. And they decided they were going to switch what they were putting in it because there was a 70s study done that linked the artificial sweeteners to cancer in lab rats.
You mean from the 70s?
From the 70s to now, they've been talking about
and
that.
It's funny because I've heard that exact thing every time aspartame has been brought up over the past 10 years, but it hasn't made its way into people's consciousnesses until over the past 5, which is really weird.
I know. Isn't that kind of bizarre? Because if you think, wow, we're saying these lab rats and we're doing these tests, but sorry, people, we're still putting aspartame in your soda. And then now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, maybe we better change.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's been getting out
bingo.
There. You know, people have heard
it
about that.
It has been. It's true. It has been. All right. Another one bites the dust. Thank you, Nathan Reeder.
Spadoinkle.
It's a big word Thursday on the show, thanks to Nathan. Flattening it out. That's what we're doing here. We just flatten things out, baby. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.